Peoria's Country, 97.3 Nash FM. It's Kristen, and with me today, I have Lindsay from Team Royal Blue of the Riverplex Reset. Welcome to the Nash FM studios, Lindsay.
Thank you.
We're about halfway through the program so far. How's it going for you?
It's going really well.
I know, just from talking to you outside of all of this, like, you have a super busy life. Like, you're going to school.
I'm going to school.
And you've got a toddler.
I've got a toddler.
So that's all really
And a husband.
And a husband. So basically, two toddlers.
Absolutely. Yes.
Exactly. So yes. How do you find the time to fit in this Riverplex Reset program?
Well, it's really hard to, you know, prioritize, you know, everything that's going on. But I'm lucky right now that I'm able to stay at home and just focus on school and my toddler. And so this allowed me to join this program as having some free time since I'm not currently working. When this program came up, I kind of seized the moment. And yeah, it's still busy. Even without a job, I'm still just like running all over the place because school and my toddler are my job right now.
Right, no kidding.
You just fit it all in. And I do the really early morning workouts.
Yes.
So that way I have my workout done. And
so, I mean, you and I kind of like clicked immediately at the kickoff. You know, mostly I was talking to everybody up front that I was going to talk to all you guys
on
the radio. So I didn't want to be like, hey, let me ask you about your struggles and not tell you about mine. And I talked about my journey with depression and anxiety, and you and a lot of other people too, like, stopped me and were just like, oh my God, thank you so much for talking about that.
Right.
So like, what was your reason for wanting to be in this group as well?
Well, I mean, a lot like you, you know, I've struggled with, you know, anxiety for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And having a child kicked up that anxiety times 1,000.
Right.
And when I got pregnant with my little boy, I had to give up working out. Several years ago, I was actually, you know, this was like part of my life, you know,
right,
the gym. And I actually teach some group fitness classes. But when I got pregnant, I had to give all of that up. And then the first year of motherhood, you know, just adjusting to having a child and just not having the time to get back to the gym. And I noticed that my anxiety was starting to come back.
Right.
And I think that a lot of that has to do with the fact that I was not going to the gym and I didn't have that outlet to help me curb that anxiety in more of a natural way.
Exactly.
You know? So I am so grateful that I'm able to get back, because when you're busy running around with class and with taking care of a 3.5-year-old and your husband, it's really, really easy to lose sight and to start to feel those anxious feelings come back. So the gym thing is really an outlet for me to escape all that.
And how are you feeling now? We're over halfway through the program.
I am feeling so much better.
Yeah.
It's like night and day from, like, you know, just even around the holidays to when the program started at the end of January. I've just noticed that I feel better physically. I feel better emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel more motivated.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's still challenges. I'm trying to make this not necessarily a diet.
Right.
You know, this needs to be
a change.
A life change.
Absolutely.
You know? So I'm really trying to implement that so that once this program is over, I will be able to carry this into real life.
Yes. We're in the second half of this program now, and the reality is getting closer that we're not going to have all of the support. We're not going to have these trainers. We're not going to have the nutrition
coaches. It kind of makes me sad.
It does make me sad, too. But, like, have you started thinking about how you're going to continue to maintain working out and eating right and having that accountability? What have you been doing?
Absolutely. I think that the food logging tool that we use, MyFitnessPal, it's really going to keep me accountable, and it's something that I do plan on using after this. I've tried different diet programs in the past and have had success, but I've never just counted calories and, you know, macronutrients and all that
right.
good stuff. And so this is really working for me. I think that I'm going to carry that on even after the program and know that, hey, if I want to have a splurge one day, just track that into my fitness pal. And the next day I can be like, well, I can't do that next time, you know?
Right.
But I enjoyed it at the time. In terms of working out, I'm really hoping that this program, another reason why I did it, is just going to propel me back into teaching group fitness,
right.
and which I am slowly but surely getting back into it, subbing a few classes here and there, and hope to one day be teaching full force again. So,
right.
yeah.
You do the Les Mills stuff. So I know
I
I've taken your Shabam class already.
Yes.
You are fun. You have a lot of energy up on
Thank
stage.
Thank you.
In that kind of same scenario, though, is that I've gone to your class and you kind of, you know, been like, oh, I'm just not there yet. Like, I wish I was better and whatnot. You know, I know I've struggled with a lot of that negative self-talk, and we've talked talked about that in class a lot, and we're all our worst critics.
Absolutely.
I've heard you, you know, outside of all of this, kind of, you know, criticize and put yourself down and all that. And
yeah.
Even though I haven't made it to a Royal Blue workout, so I, you know, haven't been able to hang out with you guys.
I hope that you can. We'd love to have you there.
But I mean, even just in this last like 6 weeks, I feel like I've seen a difference in you. Do you feel that difference where your negative self-talk is getting better?
I do. At the very beginning, I think I was very hard on myself, just knowing where I was fitness and health-wise 3.5 years ago versus going back in and starting essentially from scratch. I mean, I've been to the gym and tried to get back into working out in the past 3.5 years, but then school would come up or I'd have conflicts with work or adjusting to motherhood. You know, I mean, this is my first child. So getting back into it, and at the very beginning, I know I was hard on myself because I was comparing to how I used to be. And I've also always struggled with comparing myself to other people.
Oh, I think
we
all do.
Everybody does, right? It's your own journey. It's your own individual journey.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something else that I'm also embracing and looking at how I'm performing and just knowing, hey, you did better than you did last time. And that's all you can ask for. Don't worry
Absolutely.
About how you did in comparison to other people. Because I know on my team, I'm probably kind of a middleman. You know,
right.
We've got really strong women, and then we have women who are just, you know, getting started and whatnot. And I feel like I'm kind of in the middle. And I think that sometimes I put the pressure on myself where I'm like, oh, you should be one of the stronger women.
Right.
But I'm not. That's okay.
Absolutely okay. And I think sometimes, I know for myself, I compare myself to the challenge winners every week. And I'm like,
I can't
get there. And I know that it's supposed to be raising us up and making us feel better and all that. But I'm just like, I don't want to be the middle person. I like want to be the best.
I know. I think I talked to you about how I felt about our very first fitness challenge, the rowing challenge, which was awful. It was terrible.
It's like, hi, by the way, you haven't worked out in forever.
Exactly.
Now row 500 meters as fast as you can.
Exactly. We had no time to build up endurance. And I think there was a reason why they put that one at the very beginning, you know, but it was very humbling because I was like, oh boy, I suck. We have 5 women on our team, and I think I was 4 out of the 5 in terms of time. And I got really down on myself after that challenge. But then I looked back and I'm like, Lindsay, look at your time. That was the best that you had done.
Right.
You know? And so every other challenge that we've had, I try to put it in that kind of mind frame. Mm-hmm. Hey, you may not have been the best on your team, and that's okay because you're not competing against these women. You know? You are competing against yourself.
Right. I think at the end, when you do your final weigh-in, we do the final measurements and all that,
oh my
you're
going
to look back and be like, I did that.
Right.
That's going to be the best feeling of all.
Right.
Out of all of this.
I mean, in the weight loss, of course, that's an awesome thing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I mean, partly I did this to lose weight. But I think most of the reason why I did it was the nutrition portion and also just getting back into the exercise routine because I did miss it so much.
Have you had a favorite challenge so far?
Oh, you're going to. Really?
You can say none of them. That is okay.
Actually, I will say this is another thing. The culmination of this program is this 2-mile run that we have to do, right? I am not a runner. I never have been. Never have been. It's a completely different beast of exercise that I've just never been able to get comfortable with. In the past, I've tried to be like, oh, I'm going to become a runner. And I've tried to take the steps to get myself there. It's just never something that's caught me.
Right.
However, in knowing that we have to run this 2-mile race, one of my long-term goals that we had to set up at the beginning was, I just want to run the race.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how slow. I don't care how fast. I just want to run the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten myself up to 1 mile.
You laugh, but that's actually really incredible. Do you feel amazing now that you can do that?
It actually feels good. And I've been trying to get my run in right before our 5:30 a.m. training workout so that
Man.
I am like, oh, I know. It's crazy. But I also feel so good going into that training workout. I'm like, yes.
You kind of see, you understand that runner's high a little bit now.
A little bit. So last week was our running challenge.
Right.
And so far, I think that's been my favorite.
Really?
I know.
Look at you.
Can you? I know, because it was like, once you get started, I mean, at the beginning, I'm like, God, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. But then once it's over with, you feel so good. You know, until the next time that you have to run, and those feelings come right back. Like, I don't want to do this.
If you want a little confession from somebody who is a self-proclaimed runner, I still feel that every single day. Every single time
really?
I go to run, I'm like, ugh, why am I doing this to myself? But then once you get in that run, you're like, I got this.
I know.
This is good.
I know. So, you find your groove. And I think it was all about just finding your pace and getting comfortable with that pace. And then knowing, I can do this. I may be logging a 15-minute mile, but you know, whatever.
But you know what? You are lapping everybody that's sitting on the couch.
Exactly. See, and that's the way you have to look at it.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Yep. So overall, what do you think about the Riverplex Reset program?
I'm just so grateful that I was able to afford this opportunity. I'm so happy that I'm able to make new friends, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, in you and in my teammates are incredible. Oh, they're awesome. And I think that even after this program is over, I'm hoping that we all still remain friends.
Mm-hmm.
My trainers are awesome. Grace, our nutritionist, she's great. She's this young, cute girl who like puts us to shame. Every workout, we're like, okay, Grace, you know, she's great. So I'm really grateful that I've met all these people, and I can't wait to see where it takes me after this.
Thank you very much for making time to come in and talk
with
me today.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.